In a few minutes, what President Trump's former economic advisor thinks the Fed should do now, move from economic disaster response to pushing to what he calls a sustainable recovery. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Fast food employees in Chicago have filed a lawsuit against McDonald's, but they're not asking for money. They want stricter health standards. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab joins us here. What have we here?
So the interesting thing about this is it's not a workplace lawsuit, but a public health lawsuit. The employees say the company is not providing gear like clean face masks for workers and that this puts customers at risk.
And why go this public safety route?
Well, usually workplaces go through OSHA, that's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and the lawsuit says the workers did file complaints with OSHA first, but that the agency declined to inspect work sites. So this is an attempt to get around OSHA and bring McDonald's to court.
Now, what types of businesses are usually involved in this type of thing?
Typically, these are used against businesses like strip clubs, but this strategy has been tried during the COVID-19 outbreak by workers at Smithfield Foods, a meat processing plant in Missouri. They were not successful. The judge decided it wasn't a public health case.
What are the odds this could work?
So it's kind of a toss-up right now. Smithfield didn't win, but McDonald's workers actually interact with customers. And the lawsuit doesn't require proof a customer was harmed. They just have to show their workplace could contribute to the spread of coronavirus. And I should add that McDonald's says these allegations are inaccurate.
All right, Kristen, thank you. Checking markets, the FTSE in London is up 1.4%. Here, the Dow future is up 343 points, 1.4%. S&P future up 1.2%. The NASDAQ future up 0.7%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Now to the argument, it's time to move from the immediate economic response to the COVID emergency and switch to promoting a recovery that sticks. Gary Cohn was the director of President Trump's National Economic Council through 2018. And when I got him on the line yesterday, he was sounding a bit fed up with partisanship surrounding what the federal government should do next to deal with the economic effects of the crisis. States need to get more federal money, he told me. And as we'll hear, there's much more to do ASAP. Mr. Cohn, thank you for joining us.
David, thanks so much for having me.
All right. So help the states and help the healthcare system. Okay. But you think it's already time to maybe nudge some people back off unemployment benefits?
Absolutely. We have jobs that need to be filled. And the key to an economic recovery is getting people back to work. Now, look, I understand there's some real issues here. And it's not as simple as telling everyone to go back to work. You know, we have children that are out of school. We don't have daycare. We don't have the normal support infrastructure that people would rely upon. But if we're going to right-size our economy and we're going to get ourselves moving forward, the most important thing we can do is getting people back in the normalcy of getting up and going to work and performing their services and getting paid for their service. That generates more jobs.
One of the ideas is asking an employer who has invited an employee to come back who has refused, reporting that to the government so the benefits get cut off?
Well, look, it's not As simple as that, I said, because like, we do have extenuating circumstances. You know, you may have kids at home, you may have someone sick at home. But if someone's ready, willing, and able to come back to work, and they get offered a job back, but they say, look, my unemployment benefits today are paying me more money than the job I left pre-crisis, so therefore I want to stay on unemployment, that's not the way our unemployment system was created. And what I'm asking now is we have to return to the normal definition of unemployment.
Now, you work for President Trump. He likes a payroll tax holiday. You don't so much?
Look, I'm not supportive of a payroll tax holiday. A payroll tax holiday is a holiday for those people already getting a paycheck. So I'm not opposed to using the tax system, but I want to use the tax system to create jobs, not to give those people that have a job a windfall. So a sales tax reduction or getting rid of a sales tax in a state would clearly be helpful, because if someone has a finite amount of purchasing powers or disposable income, they can buy more items, which then creates more jobs as you put more and more goods on the shelves.
But also you mentioned a tariff holiday. That's interesting. Just get rid of tariffs for a bit?
So, yes, I would get rid of tariffs. Remember, tariffs are a consumption tax. So when you import something to the United States with a tariff attached, we add that to the price of the imported good. So the consumer, when they show up and buy that imported good, they pay the price of the good plus the tariff. If we get rid of those tariffs, consumers have a lot more purchasing power. They would be able to buy more goods and services, and that would in turn put more people back to work. And ultimately, that's how we're going to drive real economic growth.
Yari Cohen was director of the National Economic Council and chief economic advisor to President Trump from 2017 to 2018. Before that, he was president and COO of Goldman Sachs. Mr. Cohen, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, there's a longer director's cut of that conversation, streamable at marketplace.org, where we get into Cohen's view that new health and safety standards for workplaces need to be drawn up right away, but that employers should be protected from getting sued if they follow those rules, but someone gets sick. Also, just now, you heard Gary Cohen suggest that we want to get away from continuing to pay unemployment benefits if people are offered their old jobs back. The quote, "That's not how the unemployment system was set up." Well, what is the history of how the system was set up? That is the subject of this week's episode of the Marketplace podcast called The Uncertain Hour. You can subscribe free wherever you get your podcasts. This new season is called The History of Now. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.